Welcome to today's edition of the ClearForge Daily Briefing. Today, we are looking at a fundamental shift in how we manage AI-driven workflows. We often talk about the power of AI to find problems, whether those are bugs in code, errors in contracts, or anomalies in data. But a new report from ProPublica regarding Microsoft's experience with the Claude Mythos model has brought a hidden yet critical operational bottleneck into sharp focus. The story is simple but sobering. During a testing period, the AI model identified 90 critical bugs and over 100 important vulnerabilities in SharePoint in just 1 month. While this sounds like a massive win for security, it created an immediate crisis. The human engineering teams simply could not keep up. The speed of discovery was so high that the speed of remediation, the actual fixing, testing, and patching of that code, could not match it. This created what we are calling a remediation bottleneck. It is a classic case of an automated system outperforming the human infrastructure designed to support it. Why does this matter to you? Because many of us are rushing to implement AI agents that audit our work. We want the AI to find the mistakes we miss. But if you automate the discovery of issues without having a pre-built automated triage system to prioritize those findings, you are not creating a solution. You are creating a backlog that can paralyze your team.
If your AI generates 100 findings a day, but your team can only realistically address 5, you have not improved your security or your quality. You have just created a mountain of noise that leads to burnout and, eventually, the ignoring of critical alerts. This is a lesson in system design. As GitHub recently noted in their own guidance, productivity is not about how clever your prompts are, it is about the harness, the environment, the constraints, and the review gates you build around the AI. If you are a developer, a business owner, or a creator using AI to audit your output, you need to stop thinking about the AI as a standalone tool and start thinking about it as part of a pipeline. The pipeline must include a triage gate. This is a layer where the AI is instructed to rank findings by severity before they ever reach a human inbox. You should not be looking at a raw list of every potential issue. You should be looking at a prioritized, actionable queue. So, what should you do next? I suggest you run a simple experiment. Audit your current AI workflow. Identify one task where your AI generates findings, such as a code review or a document audit. Measure the ratio of findings generated versus the number of findings actually addressed by a human. If that ratio is heavily skewed, if you are generating 50 findings but only fixing 2, you have a remediation bottleneck. Your next step is to implement a triage gate. Force your AI to categorize its findings into high, medium, and low severity.
Tell the AI that it is only allowed to flag high severity items for immediate human review, while medium and low items are logged in a secondary, non-urgent queue. This forces the system to respect the limits of human capacity. We have to be realistic about the human cost of this imbalance. AI does not replace human accountability. It demands more of it. When we automate discovery, we are essentially asking humans to be the final filter for an infinite stream of data. That is not sustainable. We need to build systems that protect our focus, not overwhelm it. As for our verdict on this approach, test carefully. Do not roll out automated auditing across your entire organization until you have proven that your triage system can handle the volume of findings. If you cannot filter the noise, you are better off with a slower, more manual process that you can actually manage. Looking ahead, we expect to see more tools focusing on this harness approach. We are moving away from the era of AI does everything and into the era of AI operates within defined, governed, and prioritized boundaries. Keep an eye on how your own workflows handle the volume of information your agents produce. If you feel like you are drowning in findings, you are not failing at AI. You are just missing the gate. That is all for today. Thank you for listening to ClearForge. We will be back tomorrow with more on the practical realities of building with AI.